嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那我们今天的节目呢，要致敬所有辛苦的快递小哥们，因为这段时间大家不便出行啊，像外卖啦、快递啦，更加的要依靠他们。
That's right. Before you guys were the busiest folks around, and now you're even busier.
是的，是的，嗯。好，那今天呢，当然我们也会告诉你英文里面这个快递啦、外卖啦，到底要怎么表达。
Okay, so when I first got to China, I found this to be confusing for me.
为什么？
Because I think I called the guy who brought my food to my home, I think I called him the 快递 once. Or maybe the other, maybe it was the other way around, but the point is,One of my coworkers said, like, no, 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 that's not the same thing.
对，因为我们这个 food, 我们会叫它是外卖、you know, 外卖小哥。然后你买一个就不是吃的那种东西，那个是快递，快递小哥。
Okay, so...That's a good place to start. Usually, at least for my lifetime anyway, we've always talked about food delivery.
So 这是外卖了。
Right, so pizza delivery, you call this number, now you can get anything delivered.
Right.
And the person, we would often just call the delivery guy.
Oh, 所以英文里面 delivery 就是更多和吃的东西联系在一起的。
Right, right, exactly. But when we need a name for the person, and remember, in the past, the person was often a man. We would just say the delivery guy. Don't forget to tip the delivery guy.
啊，所以 delivery guy 我觉得就是外卖小哥，是吧？
Right, right. When I was in high school, I was a pizza delivery guy.
Okay, 那问题就来啦。我们送的不是吃的东西，不是外卖。是快递，比如你买了穿的啦，用的啦。
Right, right. So this is confusing because their job is to deliver things. But we don't really call them delivery. We've always called them couriers.
Couriers.
Right. Now this is not like Koreans.
Or Korea.
Or Korea, right. Yeah, it's a different word. Courier, courier.
这个是一个法语词，对不对
？Right.
Courier. Courier. 这 courier 就是，比如亚马逊你买的，就他们是 ，well, Amazon guys, I don't know.
Yeah, the Amazon guy. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can take any company and just put the name after it. Oh, it's the Amazon guy.Oh, it's the
DHL.
DHL guy. Yeah, it's the whatever guy.
Okay.
And if it's a lady, call her the lady. It's the UPS ladies here.
Got it, got it. 好，所以英文里是不是刚刚两个词就是一个用在外卖，一个用在快递？
I think that's pretty safe. I mean, there's obviously going to be overlaps. Like, what if you're sending...food in the mail. People do that. So let's just keep it as food is delivery and packages are couriers.
哎，你刚用那个词 packages， 因为中文我们现在快递就经常我们哎，你有快递，我们说就是那个 package， 你有一盒什么东西。
Right.
但英文里面我们说到就你有快递，通常人家会说oh, you've got a package.
Right.
对吧？他不会说 you've got a courier.
A courier, well, yeah. Maybe the courier brought another courier for you.
哎，但是我不想再 further confuse 大家。
Okay.
但我必须要说，因为 I do most of my shopping online. 家里用的东西或者我自己衣服啊、鞋子、包包，我电商买这些 fashion 的东西，它上面也会讲说 free delivery or you know next day delivery. 它也是用 delivery 这个词。它没有用 courier.
Right, because again.Courier is the job title. What they're saying is they are offering you a service. The service is free delivery. But they are going to send it through a courier.
但我觉得好像 delivery 就用处更广一点啊。好，那另外还有一个说物流公司 logistics, 什么 logistics company.
Yeah, so isn't this more for like companies to companies?
对，而且这个我就想到是，就我们平常人比较少用 unless you're in the business of 物流
Right, I need to get this part over to this factory.
对对对，好，那接着 Adam, 我要问你了，我们叫一个比如 pizza 或者叫一碗面，这个是 food delivery, 但现在我们买菜也是就是快送过来的。这个时候你买菜这样送过来可以怎么说呢？
It's delivery, anything can be delivery.
但是具体的这个菜我们会说 grocery 是吧
Sure, grocery delivery.
对 grocery delivery 就是这些东西是生的你回来要自己做。 Mm-hmm. Food delivery 更多是他已经做好的，然后给你送过来。
Right.
好，那我们前面那么多的 delivery 啊，用的都是它的这个名词属性，但是呢，它也可以作为一个动词或者动词短语来用。
Right. So this is going to use a word that maybe a few of you guys have heard native speakers use before. That word is get.
Get your delivery, 吗？是这个意思吗？
Well, we don't even need to go that far. It's just get something delivered.
Ah.
Right? So it's always, you can also say to have something delivered, but we more commonly say, I'm going to get something delivered, or just get delivery.
对，比如说你现在这个菜啊，都是快送来的，你可以说 I get my groceries delivered.
Sure, I get my anything delivered.
对。那如果这个送得很快或者准时送达，我们可以说
On time, delivered on time.
Delivered on time.
That's what it will probably say on the app.If you're using an app to track the delivery.
Right. Track, 这个词也很好用，就是去追踪包裹，对不对？
Mm-hmm.
Tracking, 一般他们都会给你一个 tracking number.
That's right. So you can follow your pizza or your new purse. Or
yeah, your package.
your package.
对吗？那如果这个东西送晚了呢？
We'd probably just use late.
The delivery was late.
Yeah, he showed up late. Or...
Okay. 好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，我们可以说说 deliver 这个词啊，除了快递啊、外卖啊，它其实还有一些不同的意思和用法。
Sure. So we've talked a lot about delivering physical objects, like food and like groceries or bags.But you can also deliver abstract things.
We 们前面说的都是送你说 physical things, 就是一个实体实物。但是 deliver, 也可以 deliver 一个抽象的东西比如
An experience.
Oh, 这倒是比如 we want to deliver an outstanding customer experience.
Right, or a fine dining experience. Makes me think about, do you remember the Fire Festival?
这不是美国前几年一个什么骗人的音乐节吗
Right. So they were trying to deliver this wonderful experience and all they delivered was really bad food.
所以你也可以 deliver 一个 awful experience 吗
Sure, yeah. Well, we might actually use a negative with deliver here. They were not able to deliver.
对因为当你说我要 deliver 一个什么 experience 的时候通常它就是跟着一个好的一个褒义的、mm-hmm. 但是最后 you failed to deliver a good experience.
Right, you just didn't deliver or you couldn't deliver.
是的。好那除了 to deliver an experience 呢对于我们所有在职场上的人来说啊 it's very important that you...
Deliver.
Yeah, you just deliver.
You gotta deliver, yeah. So you could deliver at work. And I mean, to me, this means not only doing what you are supposed to do, meeting expectations, but kind of surpassing, going past those expectations.
所以我们如果说一个人 they really deliver at work,、
mm-hmm.
意思就是他做的特别的好，对不对？
Right.
比他的本职工作可能做的更多，然后质量更好，质量非常的好。
I think a big part of it is A, what you are expected to do, but just as importantly, B, what you have said you're going to do.
就是要靠谱。
Right, because if you say, oh, I'm going to do this, blah, 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 but then you don't deliver, and that is actually another phrase we use all the time, deliver on one's promises.
Promise 就是你承诺你要做的事情 so to deliver on your promise 就是你做到了。But some people don't deliver on their
promises.
That's
right,
that's right. 好，所以靠谱的职场人 remember, you always deliver.
Gotta deliver, guys.
那如果学习很好，你可以说 they always deliver, 就是 at school, 是吗？
No, we really only use it at work.
Workplace. 好，最后我想分享一句啊，美国邮政U.S. Postal Service, 他们的一个广告语我觉得特别好，就是一语双关 It's
we deliver for you.
对，因为他们就是要 deliver 给你送东西，但他这个 deliver 呢，又有一个意思。
Also has this, yeah, this we will keep our promise to you.
对，而且我们是做得很好，对不对？
Right, yeah.
We deliver for you.
Yeah, this is a really good slogan. I have used the U.S. Postal Service before, and I support them.
好。 好，那 what we hope our show today has delivered for you. 那大家这段时间有什么外卖快递这个 courier delivery stories 跟快递小哥外卖小哥有什么暖心的接触呢？也都可以在留言里跟我们分享。好，今天的节目就到这儿。We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.